In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the end of 3 years or so of ministry in and around Galilee, Jesus turned his face towards Jerusalem and started walking. In his account of this, St. Mark tells us that Jesus walked ahead of those crowds, some of whom were amazed by him, some of whom were afraid they might get caught up in all of this. Indeed, Jesus had already taken the 12 aside from the crowd and told them that at Jerusalem he would be mocked, spat upon, flogged and killed, and after 3 days be raised from the dead. Little wonder that there was amazement and fear amongst the crowds. But they walked with Jesus, and Jesus with them. Indeed, walking with someone is often the best way to relate to them, literally and metaphorically. To walk alongside is less threatening than face to face, which is literally confrontation. Walking alongside tells you that the journey is not made alone. Parents of teenage children often find that their child is more forthcoming walking alongside her. Those falling in love might go for a walk hand in hand and share intimate words. It's often better to talk through bad or difficult news whilst walking along. The best advice I ever had as a university chaplain was from someone telling me, and I needed to hear it, walk slowly. In other words, walk so that you are accessible and people will walk with you. They will tell you things that they cannot say face to face. On that walk to Jerusalem, there were some further misunderstandings that needed talking through. Just before the scene with Bartimaeus, we hear of James and John who thought this walk to Jerusalem was a walk to power, to glory, and they jostled for places in the kingdom of God, a kingdom they mistook to be a place of domination. After the incident with Bartimaeus, the walk to Jerusalem comes to an end on the day that we know as Palm Sunday. Then the crowds came out to welcome the walkers and led by the children to cheer Jesus, waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." So this is the context of the encounter between Jesus and Bartimaeus whilst Jesus was walking out of Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. It comes between that lack of seeing of James and John and the clarity of sight of the children and the crowds on Palm Sunday. And here is Bartimaeus, a blind man who, as we might say, saw straight through Jesus. Without physically seeing him, Bartimaeus recognized something profoundly true about Jesus, that he was and is the Son of David. That title, Son of David, really mattered to Bartimaeus, just as it really mattered to the crowds on the first Palm Sunday. To be the Son of David was to be the Anointed One, Messiah in Hebrew, Christos in Greek, Christ in English. To say Jesus, Son of David, was to say Jesus, fulfiller of all the hopes of your people. Jesus, the one who is promised by God to save and to heal, Jesus, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Bartimaeus saw something in Jesus, that he was the anointed one, the Christ. And Jesus looked down and beheld Bartimaeus, someone else's son. Bar, in Hebrew meaning son of Timaeus. But Jesus, seeing Bartimaeus, saw so much more than his biological inheritance, who his dad was. Rather, he saw a child of God. He saw Bartimaeus as he sees you and me, precious, beloved sons and daughters of God. And Jesus wants to see more of Bartimaeus. So he sends the disciples to call him. And they say to Bartimaeus, having told him earlier to shut up, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you. He's calling you." We can appropriate those words for ourselves. For God is calling you. You are Bartimaeus. Someone who sees but doesn't see everything, yet knows there is more to see. Someone who in faith asks, "Show me things I've never seen before." Just as Bartimaeus saw deeply into who Jesus was, so Jesus saw something in Bartimaeus. He saw his deepest needs. But Bartimaeus still had to name it for himself. Could he see his deepest needs deep down inside? So Jesus says to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Interestingly, this is the same question he'd asked jostling James and John. They wanted power, and Jesus told them their request would be granted, but not quite in the way that they understood it. So Jesus asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus asked that he might see again. He's asking, "Don't make this the last time that I see. Grant me this clarity of sight and vision time and time again." As the Psalms have it, that Jesus would have known and Bartimaeus would have known, "Open my eyes, O Lord, so that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." Or, "With you, O Lord, is the well of life, and in your light do we see light." Can I see signs of the kingdom here and now? Can I see Christ in my neighbour, in the people I share my life with, in the people I find most difficult? Can I see Christ even in myself? Do we really look to behold Jesus Christ, or do we turn a blind eye? Outward signs can point us in different ways. But Bartimaeus couldn't see the outward sign. He only saw the inward grace. And that's at the heart of what we know as a sacrament, an outward and visible sign of an inward, invisible spiritual grace. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus had told Nathanael, "You will see greater things than these." Elsewhere in St. John's Gospel, some Greeks came to the disciples and asked, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And they took them to Jesus, and Jesus pointed them to the glory that would be revealed in the cross. Elsewhere in St. John's Gospel, John the Baptist says, "See, behold, the Lamb of God." We will see bread and wine lifted up, and discern in them the very presence of Christ, just as he promised. Behold, see the Lamb of God. Jesus' encounter with Bartimaeus is an encounter with you and an encounter with me, who see yet want to see more, who ask, show me things I've never seen before. Remember that after Jesus was raised from the dead, Jesus said to Thomas, when he saw for the first time and believed, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet have come to believe." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.